Coach, how about that one?
We will take it. You know, they hit a lot of shots early, you know, number 20 France hit a big shot late. You know, this team, you know, is definitely a team that's gotten really hot as of late. You know, I was proud of our kids. We've had some adversity just with travel and everything else coming back from Dayton, you know, to dig down in and find a way to get a win. So really proud of our girls.
This team showed a lot of heart, especially in that third quarter. Justine Lyon took this team on her back in the third, and I think said, it's senior day. I'm not going to lose this one.
Yeah, you know, really proud of Justine. I mean, the 19 points is something that, you know, was very handy, but I'm telling you, those rebounds she got, the 9 rebounds were huge. You know, she was up against 6'4" down there out jumping her sometimes. So, I mean, it was, she really just did an amazing job of going to go get the basketball. Just really proud of her.
Cassidy Gould, a career high 16 points. Just talk about what she brought to this team today.
Yeah, you know, I thought she played really under control. You know, I thought, you know, it was probably the most balanced she's played all year. It's just as far as, you know, having a really good pulse and patience to her. You know, she used her body well. She made really good decisions out there today. I was really proud of her.
Sarah Donovan got that huge rebound late.
Yep. You know, and that's one of those things where I think with her being such an elite level offensive rebounder, you know, I think teams sometimes – you know, do a good job on her early, you know, with, you know, really putting a body on her. And it's just hard, you know, it's hard to sustain that for 40 minutes. And I always just encourage Sarah, like, hey, if they're doing a great job early, it doesn't mean they can do a great job all game, you know. And she has a great nose for the ball, and she's really strong. You know, there's a lot of strength there in that 5'11" Sarah Donovan, or 6 foot.
Kiana Spade, I thought, did an exceptional job on Harbison.
Yeah, you know, Kiana's been, I would say, one of the best on-ball defenders in our conference this year, you know, just as far as her ability to keep people in front, you know, and she's done a great job with taking away very specific things with kids, and, you know, she really uses her IQ very well and her balance, you know, a joke, but that cheerleader balance, all those flips and everything else, you know, she can stay on her feet.
Yes, she can.
So, just really proud of her.
This team, you talked about, of all the season, you've talked about forcing turnovers and being able to use your defense to create offense. Today, you got 16 turnovers, but you scored 19 points off those. This team really has found a defensive presence of late.
Yeah, you know, we've just done a pretty good job of, you know, just converting, you know, as a point of emphasis that we had in the offseason, and I was just really proud to see that we've been able to kind of sustain that, so.
Coach, with all the travel adversities and the tough loss at Dayton, how proud are you of this team to get this win today?
I'm really proud. I mean, these girls, you know, love each other. They care for each other. And I'm super proud that we're getting to send these seniors off right.
An opportunity as well coming up on Wednesday. I'll let you get to this team. A lot of post-game celebrations here. I know we're going to love on these seniors well this afternoon. Congrats on the win, Coach.
All right, thanks so much.
Final scores, you see it on the screen there. Davidson 60, St. Louis 57. The Wildcats pick up an important win. They are now 10-4 in the league, 16-11 overall. St. Louis falls to 13-14, 7-6 in the league. The Wildcats' next game will be on Wednesday when they host the Rhode Island Rams.